Yeah.
We wake up this morning to hear that Brisbane has been announced as the preferred venue for the 2032 Olympic Games. It started off in 2019 dipped the toe in the water, but it's come back now that we're the front runner. We haven't received the official okay. We need to ask a lot of questions. Have we got him? Is he there with us right now?
He's coming to us any second now, Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner.
Before we get him, so we've got Adrian Schrinner coming on. So 10 Southeast Queensland councils, they gathered together in 2019, the Council of Mayors, and said, yeah, let's spread the cost, let's spread the responsibilities. I think he's with us now. Adrian Schrinner, good morning.
Good morning.
Mate, we were just talking about it. When did you first get involved? Was it mid-2019?
It was April 2019 where I became Lord Mayor.
Yeah.
And but before that, the whole process started in 2015, believe it or not, 6th of March 2015.
Yeah.
So what was the notion?
Everyone went, well, this will be a great payoff because we were all worried about the risks and rewards. How much are we going to spend to get what back?
Well, the good news is that the IOC has guaranteed a contribution of between $2 and $3 billion to actually running the operating costs of the games.
Wow.
Our cost is actually the cost of building infrastructure that we will need anyway. So this is better roads and better transport, facilities that people will use on an ongoing basis. We don't want a single dollar to be wasted on something that we don't need already. And so that's been the focus right back since 2015 when the mayors of Southeast Queensland came together to actually put this forward as a proposal.
Yep.
So financially, if it's going to cost us that sort of money, I mean, yes, it's going to go into infrastructure and make our city better potentially anyway. What negative economic impacts is it going to have? Because a lot of these games have been more a disadvantage to city than it has been an advantage, it seems.
Oh, that's exactly why the IOC has completely changed their way of doing things.
Mm.
So there's a lot of stories in the past where cities were, you know, under a lot of financial pressure to host the games. And that was back when the IOC would require everything to be shiny and new. And basically they had these really strict requirements saying you need to build all these new facilities and they must be within 20 minutes of the Olympic Village and all of these really big requirements. They've changed that completely. They've said it's okay to use existing facilities.
It's okay
to use temporary facilities. So yeah. That is a game changer, literally, and that will make the games far more affordable so we can actually focus on building things that we actually need rather than one-off venues.
Okay, well, that's the transport infrastructure, et cetera. Can I go through?
Exactly.
I hear a rumour that the Albion Park Raceway is going to be built as the main stadium and probably main rail yards as the games village. Are we close to the truth there?
Well, that's one of the options that's being looked at. So what the IOC is looking at is, are there good opportunities for venues in an area that's close to good transport, good facilities?
Yep.
So, for example, state government-owned land, that's what they're having a look at, things like that.
Yep.
So that's why that has been put forward, but that's definitely not locked in yet.
Right.
That's just an opportunity to have a look at. Further decisions will be made down the track on exactly where the venues are. But what the IOC has said, yes, they can do this. We believe they've got the opportunities to make this happen. We've got 85 to 90% of the venues either in place or temporary venues that can be built.
Yeah, we do have a lot of stadiums and facilities here in Brisbane. Obviously, the Gold Coast hosting the Commonwealth Games. Would we look to be spreading out the games down towards the Gold Coast? And even have there been talks of taking it up to North Queensland? How much are we going to see of it based here in Brisbane and across the rest of the state, Adrian?
Well, look, we definitely want to see a good spread, whether it's Sunshine Coast, Gold Coast, Brisbane, everywhere in between, and then out to the west as well. But the other opportunity is there will be teams arriving from overseas that will begin training years in advance. And so they'll set up, they can come to Australia, they will set up in various places across the nation and across the state, and they'll be training. They'll get acclimatized. Because obviously, you know, Brisbane has a different climate to many parts of the world and they start their training in advance.
They'll be living amongst
that's
us.
The flow. Yeah, that's exactly right. And then there's also the fact that from today, Brisbane, Queensland, our region will be on everyone's lips around the world.
Yeah.
So, you know, the amount of free publicity that the next 11 years will bring is impossible to calculate.
Yeah,
you couldn't
gotcha.
Buy that amount of advertising for a city and for a state.
Hey, Adrian, when do we get, like today, where as of today, we're preferred front runner, whatever you want to call it. When do we upgrade to this?
The winner is Brisbane.
When do we get that sort of announcement? Is that mid-year?
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, look, we are, at the moment, the preferred candidate. So I think now's the time to start celebrating. There's obviously a lot of work to be done, but what do you reckon? Let's declare tomorrow public holiday. You up for that?
I'm always up for a public holiday.
We try and get a public holiday at least once a month, Adrian.
I might have to ask the Premier about that one.
Now, Adrian, when you're in these meetings, keep pushing for, you know, they have a couple of sports that are peculiar to each show, particular to each Olympics. Let's go rugby league if the Landies want to get involved and we'll win a certain gold medal. Go, Aussie!
I like the idea. I like the idea.
Thank you.
You would have heard, I think it's Tokyo, that they're doing breakdancing or something as a demonstration.
That's not a sport. That is not a sport. Adrian Trenner, your champion. Speak soon.
Thanks, guys.